The Marrow's Telling, Words in Motion, by Eli Clare, published by Home Practice Press, read by Eli Clare, copyright 2007. Part 4, which includes last refrain, bruises, no longer small and lonely, sleep, arriving, close, and interlude 3, reverberate. Last refrain. Note, this is one of the poems about child sexual abuse. 2 years old, arms reach up a circle, red hair spread against white sheet, eyelashes curl. I sleep easy, girl child sleep. This last refrain before he pushes his way into me, hands wrapped tight, before I learn sleep like a fist, a drug, a stone. Sleep so hard I would tell the women who share my bed to wake me if ever the house burns. Otherwise, I will burn with it. Subway stops. They'll call, hey Red, hey Red. And body will know. Watch knees, throat, eyes, not groin. For years we'll live, my father and I, python and prey. Leap, spin, whirl, thin night air. The 1 a.m. train arrives to home and sleep. Written 1992 and 2007, about childhood 1965 and adulthood 1984. Bruises. My brother built pipe bombs, collected racing bikes, and sailed the north wind, school to home every day, 7 miles in 15 minutes. He and I could have fed each other salmon berries, huckleberries, clover sweet milk. My sister, her feet creased with dirt and tough gravel, thistle, briar, inhabited a make-believe world. We could have tended the bruises, warmed each other in the tall, spiky grass. And I wanted to be a hermit, like some girls want to be cowboys. Bodies festooned, brothers laugh. Sister's grace, we could have, but didn't. Written 1996, about childhood, 1974 to 1980. No longer small and lonely. Note, this piece is about child sexual abuse in part. Who, if not the girl, the butch who changes her name, shaves her head, binds her breasts, who wants to live without a pronoun, called sir, son, young man, dressed in suits sharply pressed, the queer one who grew up not girl, not boy, riding the wind bareback. The guy who shapes his body, chest flat, beard finally grown, who stands in the mirror ready. The boy who flew his kite in the hayfields, never wanting to go home. My arms yearn to be that tug on the other end, the kite string. The boy who dreamed. Last night I laid down at the dense, dark edge of joy. We talked for hours, tracking the moon. I swallowed its smell, licked the length of its body, rolled my muscled skin into its shaggy coat, and woke up not remembering. I slept, a small, lonely child, inside thick, dreamless sleep. Take your pillow and favorite quilt. Walk down into the fields freshly mown. Who, if not girl, boy, child? I dreamed of walking, feet to earth, skin to granite, a gentle rhythm of left, right, left again, arms swinging loose. A fierce pull up the north face, switch back to ridgeline, a long stride from home to work every morning. A slow meander through the woods. I learned to walk on shaky feet, a gimp whose heels refused to reach the ground. I wore big, blocky shoes and practiced my balance, as focused as a dancer learning to spot. Dreamed of walking across the country. During lunch recess, Mary and I conjured how we'd start in Bangor, Maine, and in Newport, Oregon, follow the backroads, pitch our tent in cow pastures and backyards, 3,000 miles from sea to shining sea. We walked endless laps around the ball field, repeating this plan, detail upon detail, until a decade later I had graduated from college and she had dropped out to work at Hardee's, and between us we had $1,000 on the roadmap. I left my first girlfriend, she left her best drinking buddies. We caught a midnight greyhound to Bangor. It didn't last. 35 soggy miles of walking. We stopped at the roadside diner, ate cheeseburgers, fries, and the apple pie all alone. As Mary paid our bill, the waitress asked, cocking her head toward me, "Is he your husband?" We stood in the gravel parking lot, our gear wet, feet blistered, and she gave up. I was the rain that fell between us. Lay your bed clothes down, curl under them, and watch stars grow white across the valley. Your eyes growing wide and wider, night no longer a simple black, but full of its own color, until you swallow the Milky Way into your sleep. Who, if not girl, boy, child, gimp, rain? Not long after, I joined a peace march and walked 3,700 miles from L.A. to D.C. Once every 3 weeks, a bomb exploded deep in the desert. They called it nuclear testing. The U.S. spent billions of dollars designing a leaky umbrella. They called it the Space Defense Initiative. The military stockpiled weapons. They called them Peacemaker, Patriot, Cruise. Missile silos dotted the prairie. We flooded the country, a river in protest. While I dreamed of walking, my father dreamed of sailing around the world. My father, rapist, sadist, crazy man. He used all the weapons he owned except his shotgun. Cracked my body wide open, stole my heart, shut the door, locked it tight. I swam a Chinook upstream. Wake up in the dew-drenched dark, to coyotes howling, dogs wailing in harmony, sky even denser with stars, body nestled into 10,000 dreams. Who, if not girl, boy, child, gimp, rain, river, chinook? He talked about building, about sanding and varnishing the hull, rigging its sail, and heading west. He drew the plans, spent long hours in his woodshop, built chairs, tables, bookshelves, cabinets, even a house. His hands were ridged with veins, small blue tributaries branching up his arms. He sanded walnut, cherry, maple until it gleamed, soaking the grain with linseed oil, wood turning the color of honey, chocolate, fresh baked bread, texture of silk. But he never started his boat, never cut the plywood, steamed the ribs, checked the mast for true. Instead, he drank cheap white wine and read endlessly about Marco Polo, Christopher Columbus, Ferdinand Magellan, Sir Francis Drake, those men who sailed the world so long ago. Drunk, my father became an almost harmless man, a white man who only occasionally grabbed at my body. I rose, transparent as heat off a hot, hot bath. My rapist, the dreamer, I learned thick, dreamless sleep from him. He took my sleeping, twisted it like an arm until it broke. Middle of the night, whatever inexplicable misery he had planned for me, I came, a small, lonely child, roused from sleep, body warm and pliable. And later, blood wiped off lips, semen mopped from thighs, wrists and ankles untied, pajamas slipped back on. I returned to sleep, the night's terror becoming my dream, my dreams slipping over the edge. Mornings after I woke, self returning to self, ate my oatmeal, went to school, played tetherball and foursquare at recess as if nothing had happened. I grew a berry bramble untouchable. I didn't dream for 30 years. And when you wake next, wind and sun pushing at your skin, you won't remember any of the details, not the coyotes, not the stars, not the wild dream sex, only that your body is fuller than it's ever been. Who, if not girl, boy, child, gimp, rain, river, chinook, heat, bramble? The man I used to call father, let him tumble forever. I have stormed his bunker, picked the lock, found my heart amidst the rubble, laughed him off the edge of the world. No longer small and lonely, I live among the furious and joyful. We dance, sing, drum, limp, roll, walk, swish, howl our way through the world. The next 10,000 miles await, wild open the sky. I will no longer pretend, no longer be afraid, neither girl nor boy. I am a boulder that splits the current and dreams. Written 1998, about coming out as genderqueer, 1993 to 1997, and the Peace Walk, 1986. Sleep. Tonight she goes to the belly, wraps herself in mourning, Jacobine light, swallow swoop, dusk light, river narrows to current, call and response, high summer, hay season, air drifts, sweet chaff, vultures circle, updraft, down, gorge on mice, rabbits, voles, caught in mowing machines, bones coming clean, lichen, moss, soft sponge of rotten log, fawn spotted dapple before reaching dark bottom. Rhythm, 1996, about beginning to dream, 1994. Arriving. Late November, the woodpile of chaos. I remove my hat, roll up my sleeves, and stack, round by round, three rows deep, shoulder high, birch, maple, oak, back, arches, stretches, and hours later, I turn, lake half-frozen, find the line between ice and water, water and far shore, hill and sky. No longer nightmare, daytime terror, the stream arrives, clap of thunder, herd of horses, tumble of agates. They appear, three old women sitting in the stone house, my grandmother's. The stream arrives, a cacophony of color leaping from ankle to knee. Let this too be a mark, a sign, an omen. They know me as the Eli River. No longer vigil or rage, the stream sings an old name, new name, child who splits the current. They send me beyond the trees, grasses, abandoned orchard. The stream swims a sun-dappled bottom, lithe and fast, prayers, vows, promises breathe underwater. Long ago, I left the ocean, river, berry bramble, foxglove, wild rhododendron, left for good. I lost not only the stories in my pockets, warmed to my body heat, but also the pockets themselves. The stream arrives, frog nestled on the ankle, black spots, orange skin, and poison, strong enough to numb hands, slow hearts. My grandmothers direct me to a tattoo parlor. No longer hallucination or memory, pigment enters, skin, imagine a long-bodied leap. They insist I will never belong to any one place. This dream arrives, twined in silver and rock, sweet smell of another human body. Not one place, but memory, tree, water, land, you'll belong to the world. Comes angled across the current, crouched in the eddies, frog, heron, crane, listen for the downbeat. And as I turn toward the lake, woodpile much smaller, chips hanging on my shirt, for a moment I belong to this waning day, belong to an old name, new name, to many places all at once. Written 1997 to 2007, about naming myself, 1997. Clothes. From my closet, I pull black twill trousers and a white dress shirt, narrow black belt, and the burgundy tie. I start with a clean undershirt, bind my breasts tight. I'm in the middle of a love affair with ties. I find myself at the mall, ostensibly shopping for sheets or towels, but really I'm there just to check out the ties, touch the trail of silk patterns displayed at Hudson's, Sears, the men's warehouse, find myself in the jumble of second-hand stores searching for the narrowest of black ties, textured with thin diagonal lines. A serious love affair. I finish buttoning my shirt, slip tie under collar, cross the two ends, pulling the wide one up and over through the second loop. Draw the knot close to my neck, leave a dimple exactly right. I adore how I look after I've shrugged into my blazer, put on dress shoes, tie flat and smooth against shirt, curve of breast and hip vanishing under clothes. Dream. Greyhound bus station, women's restroom. I look at myself in the mirror, notice that I'm growing a beard, golden hair curling against skin. Pull my hands through the sunlight, happy but puzzled, because I know I have not yet started taking testosterone. For most of my life, I have hated clothes and hated shopping for them even more. I remember the trips. My mother and I drive our beat-up VW van 65 miles to the nearest shopping center. She sets the agenda. First, we go to the fabric store, where she leafs through pattern books, pointing at line drawings, asking, "Do you like this? What about that?" Asking as if I care. How am I to choose between one ugly dress and another? I simply try to avoid lace and ruffles. Then we go look for cloth. My mother sorting through the bullets to find just the right fabric at just the right price. She has no love affair with or talent for sewing. Rather, this is a strategy to save money, to clothe me and my siblings on a budget already stretched thin. After the fabric store, we walk to Pimley's to buy socks and underwear. I always make a beeline to the boys' department to look at flannel shirts, finger stiff denim jeans, my mother tracking me down, leading me back to the girls' racks. Later, with money of my own, I bought jeans and t-shirts, which I wore to rags. Baggier, the better. Clothes were to hide in, to tent over my body. I didn't want anyone calling me pretty. But now, as I begin to pull into my body, inhabit this house of bone and muscle, I have also started to lust after tuxedo jackets and black rayon-backed vests, crisp Oxford shirts and silver tie tacks, started to pay attention to how I like my jeans baggy off the hip, my flannel shirts buttery soft. I find myself tucking my shirts in, wearing a wide leather belt, polishing my boots. I want the girls to notice boys to flirt. Written 1998 to 2007, about returning to my body 1996 to 2000. Interlude 3, Reverberate. Spin my line out 500 feet, 1,000. I wanted a name for every rock, tree, grass, fish. But now, kite flyer turned poet, tell me whose stories, what communities, which histories do you choose, and how is your choosing shaped? Tell me, the food that fills your belly, the roof that shelters your sleep, the white skin that protects your body, the secure job that pays your bills, buys your books, music, vacations. This too is a map, a telling where bombs don't fall, nor roads explode, where soldiers don't come pounding door to door, a specific time and place, whether spoken or not. Tell me, a willful unknowing or a reckoning of privilege. Tell me. Spin my line out, I listen to the hills, echo, keen, reverberate, cradling the red tail's lonely call. Written 2005 to 2007. This ends part 4, continued in part 5.